No amount of moral effort, no amount of religious ritual can rescue you from the wrath of God. We cannot save ourselves from rebellion or blindness. And so God in His love acted through Jesus Christ, and the wrath that you deserved fell upon Him when he was offered as a sacrifice on the cross. He died in your place. On the cross, judgment for sin met mercy and grace. So understand this, because of the resurrection, the suffering of this world becomes a tool that God uses to shape us into Christ's image. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to walk in His light instead of in darkness. Young people, when you go off to school, you're going to see and hear lots of those questions. One of the questions you might hear is, well, what about other religions? Christianity is unique because it's based on historical events that can be verified. Jesus' life, His miracles, His crucifixion, His resurrection. Every other religion tries to work or earn their way into the graces of their God. No other religion claims that God became man, lived a perfect life, and rose from the dead. That's why faith in Christ is not blind. It is rooted in evidence. It is rooted in history and transformation. Another question you might hear when you go off to school is, what about people who haven't been reached with the gospel? What about them? They've never heard the gospel message. In this passage, Paul is answering that objection. The objection is to Paul, you say, Paul, that the wrath of God is revealed in history against all mankind because the truth of God is suppressed by the human heart. But what about those who don't have the truth of God? Don't they have a legitimate excuse to protest God's anger? How could it be right for God to be angry at people and punish people for suppressing a truth they never had? That's the objection that Paul is starting to answer here in verse 19 to verse 21. It's a question that many have asked. What about people who have not yet been reached by the gospel of Christ? How are they held accountable before God? Well, Paul is going to deal with that question more in detail when we get over into chapter 2 in verse 11 through verse 16. But in verse 11 and verse 12 of chapter 2, here's what he says. He says, there is no partiality with God. For all who have sinned without the law will also perish without the law. And all who have sinned under the law will be judged by the law. In other words, it doesn't matter which way you went.